I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to speak with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. It is the first time that the commission will actually be meeting in commission chambers at City Hall in Marquette since before the COVID outbreak. We also talked about what the lifting of some certain restrictions coming up later this week by the governor will mean for Marquette. Here's City Manager Mike Angeli.
Just before we went into the Zoom meeting format, we had met as a commission without the public, with the commission socially distanced and a few of us spread around the room. And we're going back to that again tonight, which I think is creates for a better dynamic between commissioners. We hope to allow the public back in as soon as possible as well.
Yeah, now the meeting is at 6 o'clock this evening. It will be viewable on the Spectrum channel 191, also on the city's YouTube channel. And there's also ways there for people to take part electronically, which you've been doing now for the last few meetings, and people have seemed to have taken to that pretty well, haven't they?
Yes, they have. We're not doing the Zoom anymore. We are doing a conference call-in type interaction for the public, as well as you still can send in your written comments if you'd like ahead of time, and we will read them. And we'll try to get the public involved as much as possible.
As things, and I use the term loosely, get back to relative normalcy, I mean, there have been some things that, like us here, the city was forced to do that you've probably learned a few things from, that you now know that you can do a meeting just like that digitally and things like that. I mean, there are some things that have actually been a real upshot through this whole thing, haven't there?
Yep. And if we play our cards right, we actually probably don't even have to be in the same room ever again with anybody, you know?
There's pros and cons to everything, aren't there? Yeah.
That meeting is at 6 o'clock tonight. It is at Commission Chambers, but it is viewable for the public online. Mike, I wanted to ask you that this week we are going into more restrictions being lifted for coronavirus on Wednesday. Are there things in particular that folks in Marquette need to be aware of that the city would be looking at?
Well, we do have to look at it moving along a little bit more as well. We have our parks open, for example, but our playgrounds are not.
Right.
I'm sure that as a staff, we'll be looking at opening playgrounds. We'll be looking at opening our restrooms, which have been closed. We've opened some facilities like the pavilion for rental and things of that nature. And of course, all of our buildings are still closed to the public, and I think we need to get back to that as soon as we can as well.
As you start lifting these restrictions, or as the state is lifting these restrictions, you are moving ahead. People are going to have expectations, I would imagine, of things being open more too. So kind of forces the hand.
Yeah, you'd think so. Excuse me. And we've been trying to align ourselves as much as we can with the governor's phase-in program. And we are at phase five. And I think that's we're going to be at phase five.
Phase five on Wednesday.
We're at phase four now. And that's one short of the ultimate opening. So, and the governor has been moving in a rather, a quicker pace. So I think we can look forward to us being in the same, on the same schedule relatively soon.
Just out of curiosity, we hear a lot about, you know, the federal government dealing with the governors. How's that communication been coming down the chain? I mean, do you conference meet? Do you hear from the governor? Or do you just kind of go along with what? I mean, I don't know what the communication is between municipalities and the state.
Well, you know, we've got our back doors, I guess, like everybody else. We have lobbyists in Lansing that communicate with us. We have our representatives that kind of give us a heads up of what might be coming this week or the next. The governor, we're like most everybody else. We listen for the news releases. And her media releases and things of that nature, and we try to stay in line with it. For the most part, it's been working well. I mean, we don't have any complaints. The only complaint I have is if it'd be nice if it all happened on a Monday, because when it happens on a Friday, it kind of screws up a weekend. But
that does seem to be the pattern, doesn't it? That it's going to be on like a Thursday afternoon or a Friday. But so as we go ahead now into this week here, I would imagine that you and your staff and commissioners and all are going to be discussing some options to look at, right?
Right. As a matter of fact, I received an email from the mayor this morning asking many of these similar questions. What is our timeline? And we're certainly be looking at it.
That's Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. With a look at what's going on in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.